Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Faith Roneberry. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Schmies. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ike DeLock. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike DeLock. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Scheib. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Carl Scheib. And now, play ball. Faith Roneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roneberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Scheib covering, for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball four. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Schmies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmies hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a fly ball into center field. Roneberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hitchcock moves to second. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeLock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hitchcock moves to third. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Joost is called out on strikes. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Thronberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on DeLock. Philly moves to second. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-1 in the game. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Thronberry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Suter fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gurnett. The throw from Astroth and he is safe. Gurnett steals second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Schmies. Vallow reaches second base with a double. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Vallow moves to third. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock strikes out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter is walked intentionally. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Astroth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Valo scores. Suter moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib is 0-for-1 in the game. Scheib hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeLock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Suter moves to third. Astroth moves to second. Ralph Brickner now pitching. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Thronberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Suter scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fain for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Schmies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmies is 0-for-1 in the game. Schmies takes first base on ball 4. Evers moves to second. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Evers moves to third. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-2 in the game. Zerniel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Vallo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evers. Vallo reaches second base with a double. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ralph Brickner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Thronberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thronberry. The throw from Astroth and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Gurnett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Red Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Astroth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Suter moves to second. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scheib hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett fields it and throws to third for the out. Astroth moves to second. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Joost is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Schmies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmies is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Schmies hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 2 in the game. Lepsio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it, throws to second for one. And over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 3 in the game. Zernial strikes out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Vallo takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vallo. The throw from White and he is out, Stevens applying the tag. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock hits a line drive into center field. Thronberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ralph Brickner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickner is 0 for 1 in the game. Brickner strikes out. One out. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thornberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Suter takes first base on ball 4. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Astroth bunts towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Lepsio covering, for the out. Suter moves to second. One out. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scheib hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio catches it and throws to second with Stevens covering, to double up Suter. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Schmies settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Fain hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fain moves to second. Al Benton now pitching. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-4 in the game. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to second for the out. Fain moves to third. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. Vallow is walked intentionally. Zernial moves to second. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fain scores. Zernial moves to third. Vallow moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.